mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, already Thursday, the ninth day of September 2004, as we accelerate towards the three-year anniversary of the military-industrial complex New World Order attacks on Lower Manhattan. Thank you again so much for joining us on this Thursday edition. We have Dr. Breeding joining us in the second hour. Talk about forced mental screening for all Americans, and it's now hitting a roadblock in the House of Representatives, headline from WorldNet Daily, also on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Forced mental screening hits roadblock in the House. Representative Ron Paul seeks to yank program, decries use of drugs on children. And so we'll go over this lengthy article before we get Dr. Breeding on. This is a big, big deal. Also, another article here, Second Amendment activists, and it says, no Beslans in the United States, says school gun ban leaves nation vulnerable to Russian-type tragedy. Well, that's the whole point of this. Why do you think George Bush won't arm the airline pilots? They can let them fly around in a $80 million, $50 million machine with hundreds of people on board, with hundreds of switches, most of them former military, but they can't be armed. I know the NRA told you Bush did arm the pilots. It's just not true. He blocked it until there was an outrage so loud that even Democrats joined in. And that's right, even Dianne Feinstein said, yeah, go ahead and arm the pilots. More conservative than Bush. I'm serious. I'm serious. And Bush said, okay, if you can jump through a bunch of hoops, we'll arm 2% of you. And none of them have really been armed, so... Unfortunately, a car bomb near embassy in Indonesia kills seven. We'll get into that. The intelligence report put out by the Southern Poverty Law Center talks about evil conspiracy theorists who think the government was behind 9/11. You mean like the Zogby poll and half of New Yorkers? So we'll be covering that as well. And I'm really getting sick of this focus on Vietnam. There's going to be all these TV ads about how Bush was AWOL and all these other ads about Kerry writing his own medals. It's all true, but compared to all the crimes going on now and what these guys are up to and their agendas, that's what really matters. But no, we're not talking about the war right now that's claimed over 1,000 troops, 500 contractors, and tens of thousands of Iraqis. We're talking about a war that ended 30-plus years ago, 35 years ago. Why is that? This is the art of distraction and diversion, so you're welcome to call in and discuss that as well. New ad takes aim at Bush's National Guard service, and yeah, Bush has lied about it, and yeah, all the documents have come out, and yeah, he was AWOL for over a year, and yeah, he's a cokehead, and yeah, it's all true, and that's all part of being conservative, folks. Also, Dr. Dennis Cuddy weighs in on this forced mental health screening. He says, mental health and world citizenship, and same stuff's going on in Europe and England. This is all part of the new Big Brother control system. So we'll be covering it all after this quick break. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget the websites. There's PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. They're all excellent. A lot of the same news on the sites, a lot of different news on the sites, but a lot of folks are signing up for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. You're getting to watch all my videos, read my book, and other books we put there that folks let us publish there, as well as my new video, American Dictators. So, PrisonPlanet.tv, want to thank all the subscribers. I want to thank all the folks that showed up last night to stand up for the First Amendment. Here in Austin, you did a great job. Update on that as well.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This first hour, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. On Infowars.com right now, from Ron Paul, an article by Ron Storm about Ron Paul from WorldNet Neocon Daily. Forced mental screening hits roadblock in House. Representative Ron Paul seeks to yank program that decries use of drugs on children. Now, we've read the actual New Freedom Program, 2 months ago on air. We read the documents on air. We've read the British Medical Association's comments on it, calling it a brave new world. Every child in the country, public or private, will be forcibly psychologically tested according to new guidelines, hundreds of new mental illnesses, forcibly drugged. This is the reality. And George Bush, as usual, is behind it. If it's big government, if it's pure evil, he's behind it, and conservatives absolutely love it, so-called conservatives. The same folks that cheered Arnold, who's for open borders, abortion on demand, who is for, you know, the gay marriage, the same guy who is for all this gun control, and just involved in Enron, so he saves you from Enron. You just cheer him, and you love him, and you don't let the facts get in the way. And it says, Representative Ron Paul, Republican Texas, plans to offer an amendment in the House of Representatives today that would remove from any appropriations bill a new mandatory mental health screening program for America's children. Well, let me stop right there. We've read the plan. It gets worse. I'm looking at the Chicago Tribune here. We first reported on this a month ago, but now it's in the Chicago Tribune, where when you go into the hospital to have your baby, they send in social workers, whether you're rich, poor, black, white, old, young, and force you to have psychological testing. And the guidelines have been written by Eli Lilly and others, a consortium, right here in Texas in a pilot program that started in the early 1990s, right here in Austin. 10 states now do it. The states are already doing it. This new program will massively fund it, make it mandatory in all 50. The American tradition of parents deciding what is best for their children is yet again under attack, writes Kent Snyder of the Paul Foundation Liberty Committee. The pharmacological industry has convinced President Bush to support mandatory mental health screening for every child in America, including preschool children. That's right. Everyone will get a CPS visit. And the industry is now working to convince Congress as well. And it says the new Freedom Initiative recommends screening not only for children, but eventually for every American, already starting in Illinois, a new law about to pass a state level. The initiative came out of the new Freedom Commission on Mental Health, which President Bush established in 2002. But the original organization was founded in 1992 in Austin, Texas. Critics of the plan say it is a thinly veiled attempt, it's not thinly veiled, by drug companies to provide a wider market for high-priced antidepressants and antipsychotics medication, and puts government in areas of Americans' lives where it does not belong. Right, Snyder, the real payoff of the drug companies is the forced drugging of children that will result, as we learn tragically, with Ritalin even when parents refuse. Now, again, the guidelines were admittedly written by a consortium of 8 drug companies led by Eli Lilly. And all the drugs they recommend in it just so happen to be all the new expensive ones that are $10 a pill. Some of them are more. And this is what they're going to do. They've got the initiative. They've got the plan. It's going to go into all 50 states unless we stop it and say no. And then they are openly going to declare your child mentally ill. They'll call your 12-year-old in and say, you get depressed. You get angry sometimes. Well, what 12-year-old doesn't? And so, okay, well, we've got the new school psychiatrist paid for with this federal grant, and they say you're mentally ill, and so now your child gets a designation as mentally ill and loses their rights for life. If they can't get you on welfare into the system, they'll get you into the criminal justice system. If they can't do that, they'll get you into the mental health system. This is the Soviet Union. And when I was in New York, it was on News One, it was on the radio, we even went there. Bellevue, the famous mental institution in New York, huge building, they took the leaders of the protest to the mental institution, hundreds of them. They would arrest you at permitted protest. You heard the American Spectator reporter yesterday, a conservative at a permitted protest, in a suit and tie with congressional passes, arrested. The Secret Service screened him, admitted he was innocent, and they still put him in jail. Folks, they ship people to a mental institution. This is the new America. Remember 3 years ago, I had that honor roll student on from Temple University, who was even a Bill Clinton staffer but was conservative, and they had the school play Corpus Christi where Christ is a homosexual prostitute, and then Christians were offended, so got their own time, their own stage, they had their own rally against it, and school officials suddenly canceled it and said, called him in with the security guards, and the dean said, drop your request for this. He said, no. So they tackled him and put him in the school mental institution. The doctors said he wasn't mentally ill, refused to force drug him, and they released him. But he almost disappeared. This is the new America. Folks, I can't tell you how many listeners have given police copies of my videos, shown it at their college, and who are arrested and put in mental institutions. Most get out in a day or two. Others are still in there every week. And I'm not trying to scare you. It's the new America. We can cower to this and shut up to this and go along with this, or we can start being put in mental institutions. It's the Soviet Union, folks. This is not a joke. They've arrested tens of thousands of Falun Gong, just these peaceful Buddhists in China, and they put them in mental institutions. The top Chinese scientist who worked for the government, who said that the Chinese government was covering up SARS, they put him in for 6 months and released him, quote, after he'd been re-educated. They admitted they brainwashed him, drugged him, tortured him. He was all ready to say he was sorry afterwards. It's Dr. Charles T. Sell, Army doctor, Army dentist, hired at Waco to identify. He was there on day 51. Quote, because there was going to be a fire, they told him, and they burned it down and killed the people. And he talked about it, and the FBI had dropped by and said, well, we heard you're threatening people, which he didn't do. And 7 years later, he's in solitary confinement under forced drugging, quote, getting him ready for trial for Medicaid fraud, which would, the maximum sentence was 1 year in jail. No trial, no nothing. He's just in a prison on drugs, on antipsychotics. For 7 years now. And so we can just sit here and go along with this, or we can scream bloody murder and say no. You see, and it's for everybody. It's not just those that fight the New World Order. It's not just those that fight the New World Order. It's people that serve it. It's going to be every one of you. The entire economy is going to be prisons, security, giant mental institutions, forced drugging. This is the official government plan. This is not a free market economy. This is a tyrannical plutocracy that is predatory. And the globalists, the small group of families that own things, are threatened by free market. They're threatened by you owning businesses and companies. But they own the prisons. They own the mental health systems. They own Big Pharma. They own the military-industrial complex. They own the media. And now they're shifting over, and they're going to force you all into their systems. And as more and more jobs are lost, as the economy implodes under the Free Trade Area of the Americas and the Pan-American Union that goes into law January 1st, the average person knows nothing about it. Under that, as more and more people lose their jobs, it's going to pressurize people. Now all the big new majors at universities, our Homeland Security, security. They've even got classes called New World Order, a Pentagon's new map. Everything is shifting into this, into security and law enforcement and criminology and psychology and law. And so the economy, now that we have gone to this post-industrial phase, yeah, it's going to be a service economy, a police state grid. And so people are going to want jobs. And so half of society, like a Kurt Vonnegut book, a dystopic novel, half of the population are going to be controllers or minions of the controllers, and the other half are going to be prisoners. Now, you think I'm joking. I'm not. Toll roads everywhere, no freedom, everything tracked and traced, taxation at 84%, the Congressional Budget Office's own numbers, projected for 2010, total enslavement. This has been the norm in world history, and you're about to have it. You're about to get it. The good news is half of New Yorkers in a major Zogby poll believe the government was behind 9/11, not just had prior knowledge. The good news is in 6 months, that number will be 70% on the projections I've got. The good news is people are waking up to this. The good news is our numbers are exploding. The good news is people have committed themselves to this fight come hell or high water. But the hair lipped the admiral. We're going all the way. And most people in government aren't bad. Most FBI aren't bad. Most police aren't bad. Most military aren't bad. Most school teachers aren't bad. They've been ignorant like everybody else. They've been compartmentalized. They heard us warn them years ago. They laughed at us. Now they're watching it happen. Now they're seeing it happen. Now they know where their children's future lies if they don't stand up and join us in liberty and freedom and transparency and decency and honor. Corruption has gone to seed. Our civilization is in danger. Humanity's future is in the crosshairs. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get into other global news, your calls, and coming up in about 40 minutes, we'll have Dr. Breeding on to talk about
the new freedom initiative.
It's a new freedom. It's a new freedom. Replace that old freedom. New freedom is slavery. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. War is peace. We'll be back.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You know, I love the Mark Twain quote about how in the beginning a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And that's really what it all boils down to. It was hard to get on the air on the morning of 9/11 and say that the globalists had carried it out. It was hard to get on air and say don't give money to the Red Cross and United Way. It goes to gun control groups on the morning of 9/11. Now, of course, that all came out and turned out to be true because I already knew what they'd done in the past in Oklahoma City and other cases. It was hard to get on the air and, you know, tell you that George Bush isn't a conservative. It's hard to get on the air and talk about how our world leaders are devil worshippers, but we have the facts, and now it's even mainstream news. It's hard to tell the truth sometimes, but long term, it's much worse to lie to yourself, to lie to your family, and to be a coward. When you're a coward, people push you around. When you're a timid individual, you get shoved to the back. And, you know, the Bible says the meek inherit the earth, but you look at that translation, I've talked to a lot of pastors, you look at the Greek, it means really those that aren't prideful. The Bible's full of examples of prophets and leaders boldly standing up against evil. That's what we're supposed to do. But by meek, it means that you're not on some power trip getting off on controlling others. Frankly, I'm embarrassed of the power I have. It makes me feel shy. It makes me feel this great responsibility. It's embarrassing to me. I don't enjoy it. I don't like it. I don't like being known. I don't like being seen as a leader. But it's my responsibility. And yes, I do have some modicum of power. And I see people who have a small amounts of power loving to exercise it over weak people beneath them. And that is disgusting and enrages me. And that is why I seek power, is so that I can block those that have greater power from abusing myself and others. And we all better seek power. The power to defend the weak. The power to defend the innocent. The power to defend the widows and the orphans. It makes me so mad that they're putting cancer viruses in vaccines and mercury and increasing the levels of mercury. Congressional investigations have now shown. It makes me so mad to see tyranny sweeping the globe. And I want you to stand up and be a standard against that evil. When the evil comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. And you are that standard. And if you don't realize that yet, you need to start realizing it. And stop denying what your guts are telling you. All right, let's talk to Pat in Texas. Pat, first caller, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, talking about psychiatry. Well, I got shot in the head, and they institutionalized me, and they've institutionalized me 14 times. And I have a list of here side effects of just one medication alone. Everything from vomiting to drowsiness to loss of appetite, nervousness, sleeplessness, headache, nausea, constipation, sensitivity to light. In other words, you're just a vegetable, and psychiatrists originate from Sigmund Freud, a German Nazi. End report.
All right, sir. Thanks for the call, Pat. And we'll be getting into how every American will sit down twice a year and be screened by government psychiatrists, publicly paid for by the big drug companies. Who's up next, Scott? Donna and Mass. You're on the air, Donna.
Hi, Alex. The reason I'm calling is that I had to go up against my police chief in court the other day because he had denied my permit to carry a firearm. And
he had denied your privilege card.
Yes, he did. Well, I'm a 26 year veteran. I was before I was enlightened. I was involved in Gulf War I, and my husband is a highly decorated Vietnam vet. And I mean, we're just ordinary people. And but my he denied me, saying that I was unsuitable because of my husband's extensive war record. And I found this very interesting. It's the damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Oh, you didn't see the documents right before Bill Clinton left? They transferred all records on veterans into the mental health system of Health and Human Services and into the NICS system, and they're now denying veterans with no criminal record or mental record their capacity to buy firearms.
Well, and this
I'll tell you what, stay there, man, because I'm fully aware of this. I want you to tell us the name of your police chief where you live and how he told you, because your husband has an extensive war record, you can't have a gun here in this new free country we live in. But in Saddam Hussein's Iraq, anyone could own a gun, man, woman, or child. That's why they had to get rid of him. He was their agent, but he was too lenient.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN.
Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals.
Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're talking to Donna in Massachusetts. I never can pronounce that right. And Donna, just to give folks some background here, okay?
Well,
tell us about the town you're in, the police chief, what his lordship said to you.
Okay. I live in Swansea, Massachusetts. The police chief is a man named George Arruda, A-R-R-U-D-A, Arruda. And I know he hasn't liked my husband for quite some time. My husband has been toe-to-toe with him verbally on a couple of occasions. But, you know, my husband is a highly decorated war vet, and he served his country well. He's had a business here for 30 years, a well-respected business. And I just went in to resubmit for my permit to carry a firearm. And I had had one for many years. I mean, I need one because of the hours I travel to do my work. Sometimes it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Everybody needs a gun, especially if you own a business.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I couldn't imagine running a business knowing that could be robbed any minute. Hey, cops, how would you like having your guns taken when you're on duty?
Yeah, yeah. But I was denied, so I appealed. And I had a hearing last week. The interesting thing about this hearing is that I approached the bench with my attorney, and my attorney was questioning the police chief before the judge and myself, and he was caught lying blatantly at least 3 times
No.
by my attorney. Yeah. And he made an interesting statement. He stated that sometime in 1999, and he could not identify the date or anything, he said that I had attended a mental health facility for an evaluation, which is totally untrue. And I said, where did he get it? He may just made it up. And this is what these guys do.
Well, no, that's what this new Freedom Initiative is. We're all going to be screened twice a year, children and adults. But let me stop you for a minute and give folks some background. Mm-hmm. Okay. In Vermont, they have carry at will. If you're not a felon, concealed carry, open carry, Second Amendment is alive in that state. That is really one of the only states that it's still there. In Texas, they come out many years ago and go, oh, they've had concealed carry in other states. It makes the crime rate drop on average by 24%, which is true. Let's have a concealed carry. But at that point, they changed the law where if I don't have a concealed carry, I can't even buy a handgun in a gun shop and drive it home. It's up to their discretion. The law says this. Rifles you can still have in your car, shotguns loaded, hidden in plain view, whatever. And so what they do nationwide is they take a right and turn it into a privilege. And 30, 40 years ago, depending on what area of the East or Illinois, like Chicago, other big cities and states, they said, don't worry, you can still own a gun. Just come get a permit. It's a little $20 fee or $5 fee. People said, okay, I'm law-abiding. I'll do that. So liquor store owners and 7-Eleven owners and, you know, owners of roller rinks, whatever, car dealerships, banks, they all went and they got guns or gun permits for guns they already had. Then they started raising the price and saying, oh, there's a class you got to take every 10 years to have it. And, oh, now it's every year. And, oh, now we don't offer the class anymore. Well, now it's up to the police chief or sheriff. They decide until areas like New York, literally the thousands of people that have got gun permits are known mobsters, Hollywood people. Anyone who gives, you know, $10,000, $20,000 to the sheriff's reelection campaign or to the mayor, they get a permit, even if they're felons. Okay? And then the citizens can't get them. So this turns a right into a privilege. That's why I'm against permitted concealed carries. It's turning a right into a privilege. It's a very evil process. Now, before the break, last segment, you also said that he said because your husband has an extensive war record, can you tell us exactly what your would-be ruler said?
Well, he stated before the judge, he said, Mrs. Dunn's husband has a very extensive war record, and, you know, he was involved in black operations, blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, in a derogatory manner.
Oh, and don't worry.
That upset me.
For all the folks doing black operations right now, secret ops in the U.S. and overseas, see, this is going to happen to you. 87,000 in the first transfer of files, then it was even more before Bill Clinton left office, then Bush continued it, of veterans, especially special forces, went into a huge mental health and the NICS database. And people that didn't know in Vietnam or Gulf War who collapsed of heat exhaustion or whatever, you didn't know that when you were in the infirmary, that the psychiatrist and doctors signed off that you had post-traumatic stress, then grandpas go to buy their 15-year-old grandson's .22 rifles and are told, sorry, NICS says you have a problem. They write letters and find out they're listed as mentally ill. And now there's hundreds of new mental illness designations, and they're going to test all the children, all the adults in the new Freedom Initiative, and they're going to say we're all mentally ill and we can't own guns. So again, if they can't get you in the welfare system under their control, if they can't get you in the criminal justice system, they're going to get you into the mental health system. This is the enslavement paradigm. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I am not going to get an answer on this for about a week. I spoke to my attorney last night. He believes it went well only because he did catch his police chief and lied at least three times.
Yeah,
right,
you need to bring the case back up. And if need be, sue the police chief and for false statements, defamation of character, and say, mm-hmm. Show where I've been in a mental institution.
Right, right.
Well, this is the new thing. I mean, it's this is the new Soviet America. This is what they do.
Well, we have to keep fighting, even if it's, you know, just on your local level here. Yeah, and when I went in for this permit, I paid. It was $100 for me to renew.
Exactly.
$100, and they knew good and well they were not going to reissue my permit. They knew it. And after all that, and then you know, I another $800 for the appeal to pay a lawyer and all this stuff. And the interesting thing is, I was watching the judge's face, and as many times as this police chief was caught outright lying, she did not bat an eye.
Well, we talked to the American Spectator writer, a conservative, who was arrested for no reason in New York last week. I was there as he was being arrested, we learned yesterday. I didn't even know that. I've been at that particular arrest from a distance, but videotaping it. And, you know, hours later, police that weren't even there came and just filled out the arrest report on him and just made stuff up. So, I mean, just lying has become institutional. Ma'am, I'm sorry, but how long did you serve in the military?
Well, I'm in my 26th year now. I'm trying to retire from my Air National Guard unit. They've been wanting to send me to various places.
And you were in the first Gulf War.
Yes, I was. And I requalify with the military every year on the M16.
Oh, of course.
On the 9mm. I'm very well versed on the usage of the weapon.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, Donna. You can have airline pilots, the most skilled people, frankly, out there of any industry. Most of them former fighter pilots, bomber pilots. You know, no criminal record, who've had psychological testing, hundreds of switches, tens of thousands of hours in aircraft, and they can't have a gun. They can't have a gun. This is for everybody. And all these poor so-called conservatives have lobbied for concealed carry. You've lobbied to stick your head in a noose. Thanks a lot. And I've been criticized by concealed permit holders. Well, Alex, it's better than nothing, and I got to have this to protect myself. If you put all your energy into getting a Vermont-style law into your state, we'd be reversing things, but you always compromise. But it's not a compromise. We never go in the other direction towards the Second Amendment and freedom. It's always the other direction. It's like a tug of war. The globalists keep dragging us over the edge of the cliff, and you call that compromise. It's not. Ron in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. That was an interesting subject your last caller brought up. The fact of the matter is, and I've called you about this before, is there have always been in their aggressive attempts to try and define things as an adjudication of mental defect that are not. If someone goes out and seeks some psychiatric treatment for a problem, minor depression, and so forth, that is not an adjudication of mental defect, yet they're trying to equate that to an adjudication.
And let me add this. The media, the culture, the sitcoms, the dramas, you know, the Sopranos, they all promote going to the shrink, going to the psychologist, where everybody thinks it's the cool thing to do. Meanwhile, they're setting it up where you lose all your rights if you do it.
It will destroy your civil liberties. But the worst part about it is the statutes read, at least the federal statutes, there has to be an adjudication. An adjudication is a very specific, very formal, very defined process. Even under the regulations of something like the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, there are still certain minimums that have to occur, but they're not even, they're getting so out of hand with it that what they're trying to do is just say, you know, someone goes to a mental health provider for some treatment, minor treatment.
But, sir, Donna didn't even go to anybody. He just made it up.
Yeah, well, sure, the guy is an absolute out-and-out liar, obviously, from what she said, or trying to hold, this is another strange thing, trying to hold her husband's or transmute her husband's honorable military service into something negative, and I really don't know how that's germane to Donna in any event. Donna's going for the permit, not her husband, but they do that here where I live, too, in New York. What they'll do is a license issuing officer in this agency will deprive you of the license if you are involved in civil litigation, whether as plaintiff or defendant. Now, that has no relevance to anything if you're suing somebody because you tripped on a sidewalk or you're getting sued because somebody tripped on a sidewalk in front of your house. They are denying people who have diabetes these permits. I don't see the relevance of that. Again, this is all insane. The public is generally not aware of this.
Well, I don't think people remember Pennsylvania. The guy has heart palpitations. Business owner, no criminal record, goes in and says, I drink a six-pack most nights. I don't drink and drive, but I drink a six-pack at night. Should I stop? And the doctor calls and has his license revoked, and then the judge says, yeah, you can't have a license anymore because you drink.
Yeah, I believe, as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it Indiana that case came up in? And that was recent, too. Now, again...
That was another one in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there was one in Indiana about 1 or 2 weeks back as well. They had an old law dating back to 1968 where your physician has to notify the Department of Motor Vehicles in the state of Indiana if, you know, you admit to him that you drink. Now, if the guy's not drinking and driving, then there's... what is the relevance of it? He's consuming a lawful beverage. If you want outlaw liquor, but it's lawful. So long as he doesn't indicate that he drinks and drives, or he drives while he's intoxicated, I don't know.
Oh, no, the hospital admits the guy said he didn't drink and drive.
Then this is all insane. Do you understand the rule of reason?
Well, let me stop you. It's not insane if you're, the 13 families of the New World Order,
the
mafia families, and you want to get everybody into your private prisons that you own or into your mental health system that you own, you just list everyone as evil.
Well, you know what, Alex? It's insane in that these people who are controlling, or this controlling oligarch, they're insane. They're evil. They're out of their minds, or evil to the point of insanity. It is insane. It's evil. It fits with their plan, but it is by no means normal in any respect. They're just imposing themselves on us. There is no longer in this country, the present environment, any consideration for what is the law, what is just, what is reasonable. It's, I've got a big hammer, and I can hit you over the head with it, and that's it. And I'll make up any lie, no matter how stupid and trivial it is, to justify what I'm doing.
Well, Ron, that's absolutely right. And I just want military people to listen to me out there. They send you to Iraq. You breathe the depleted uranium. You're given experimental vaccines. You come back here to have your benefits cut. This is the new America. This is what is happening, and I want to tell this story. About 5 years ago, I've got it on tape somewhere around here. I even played clips on my local cable show. The Discovery Channel had a show called Inside Nuclear Submarines, Inside NORAD, Inside LAPD was the particular sub-show. And this Korean War veteran had died. He'd been dead for a week. And listeners always call in who saw this. They re-air it all the time. I've even seen it on again about a year ago. And this old guy had died. Okay, and this is so... I got so mad, folks. I literally just puffed up and turned red when I watched this. And they pull up at his house. The neighbor said he hadn't been out in a week. They smelled something. He was a widower. He lived alone. And they pull up to the middle-class house. And there's the old Bronco. And he had a Korean War veteran sticker on his car and an NRA sticker. And the cops, young thugs, stand with tattoos and shaved heads, literal gang members, scary guys, folks, type of bouncer that grabs on your wife when you go in a bar. And they go, look at this, he's dangerous, he's some type of survivalist, because he has an NRA sticker. They go in the house, and the guy had 10 guns, M1, Grand, a couple rifles. And they go, look at this kook, look at this dangerous person. This guy thinks you're allowed to own guns. Well, he is, but it doesn't mean he's not dangerous. And they make fun of his dead body. They make fun of his stink. This is on national TV, a dead veteran who died of a heart attack, they later learn. And then the cops openly, on television, go, this one's mine, no, that one's mine, and start arguing over who gets to keep what guns.
Which one of the parasites get to steal his property?
And let me tell you, I felt very violent at that point. Here is a dead veteran's body being desecrated by young scumbags as they openly steal his guns. It was like Clockwork Orange or something. And they're making fun of his dead body and making fun of his stink. Now, what is wrong with you people? What have you turned? Who have they hired?
Alex?
Yes.
The irony of it is that they would have the audacity to even behave that way, knowing that they're being filmed. That's how out of hand it's gotten.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They'll get up on the stand and lie, and it's no big deal. I was at a government meeting last night. It was pell-mell lying. We had the documents.
Well, that's it. We don't have a system anymore. You know what we have? The vulgar rule of power. I think the punctuation mark on the collapse of the system is what happened at the Republican convention. a week ago. I think that proves it right there, that it no longer matters what the facts are or what the law is. That's just a lot of scenery. That's just to make it look, the candy coating to make it look nice. They're just going to do what they want, and that's it. That's what.
Yeah, is it freedom to have cops manhandle you, slam you around, break your cameras when you've got congressional press passes, arresting AP reporters, Reuters reporters, Pacifica reporters, American Spectator reporters, just for no reason?
And you know something else, Alex? You mentioned something, and I want to bring this to the attention of your audience, because I don't think most people are old enough to know or remember this. The haircuts that you referred to, the shaved head haircuts, though I get my hair cut short, too, I realized something. I checked into that. Do you know where that style started, Alex?
The Romans, so somebody couldn't grab your hair.
Well, you know, that's ancient history. Do you know in more recent history who was encouraged to do that? Nazis.
Of course.
It was called the Prussian haircut for many years. I don't know if you recall that.
No, no, my grandfather always had that haircut. I need to have a good Prussian haircut, my
German grandfather.
You remember
the term Prussian? The Nazis used it. They felt it made their people, the young people, their soldiers, look more vicious and mean.
Well, plus somebody can't grab your hair.
Yeah,
that's where it came from. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to thank everybody, the 300 people or so that showed up last night at the Telecommunications Music Commission meeting. They were going to pass a deal to get rid of free speech at Access Television. They suspended that until next week, and we convinced a lot of them that it was bad. They were unaware of what happened. I want to commend you people, families there, for 4 hours with their children, the other talk show hosts that came. All of you, thank you so much. Also, just a plug for lobbying. If you're listening to us on shortwave or the internet or satellite and don't have a local AM or FM in your area, call your local AM and FMs. Tell them to go to GCNlive.com. Look at all the satellites we have to offer, all the shows we have to offer, whether it's, you know, super patriot, conservative, libertarian shows like myself, or car shows or gardening programs on the weekends. We've got the best stuff out there, GCNlive.com. We're getting a lot of new affiliates, whether you're in Ohio or Colorado or California or New York or Florida. Just thank you all for carrying the broadcast. But if you do not have an affiliate in your area, don't waste your time on Clear Channel or Infinity, but call that local mom-and-pop station and get them to pick up the broadcast. We'll get them the big ratings. You can just type in Alex Jones gets ratings into Google, and news articles will pop up, you know, top ratings in major cities. So if it's ratings you want and the truth you want, you'll get it here. All right, we'll go to your calls, Andrea and Ed and Scott, many others here, and we got Dr. Breeding coming up as well. Just briefly here, I want to encourage all of you to get my new film, American Dictators. And we ran out of stock last week with it. We got it back in stock, shipping out today. A 90-minute film, 1995, gets into the staged election of 2004, Bush and Kerry, cousins, skull and bones. We go back to Bohemian Grove. We get into the police state. It's a great new video, American Dictators. But if you haven't gotten 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, or Masters of Terror, detailing who carried out 9-11, you need to get those videos. You need to get George Humphrey's new video I carry, 9-11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Matrix of Evil, one of my new films, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. A lot of my films are $25.95 because they're 2.5 hours, 2 hours, 44 minutes long. They're really two or three films, four or five films in one. So they're $25.95. Get three of those videos, they drop down to 20. Some of the videos that are only 2 hours long or 90 minutes long are $19.95. A lot of them are on DVD. Some are just on VHS, because it costs thousands and thousands of dollars to author something on the DVD professionally. So we haven't been able to put all of them on DVD. We're going to try to do that. But the toll-free number to get the films is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order the order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Please don't wait. Go to the websites to watch video clips of the films, read about them, to order them. Call the toll-free number to ask questions or to order 1-888-253-3139. Andrea in Ohio, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, sir. I wanted to call with just a brief update that I got this morning about this new Freedom Initiative. I don't know if you saw or got in your email box a WorldNet Daily article.
Yeah, I have it. It's on InfoWars.com right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
there's even more info at the LibertyCommittee.org, Ron Paul's website.
Yeah. There. The House is, as far as I know, blocking the funding of
That's not true. A bill's been introduced to block it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank goodness for John Breeding. He has an email list, and he sent that alert yesterday.
Yeah, we crashed John Breeding's website by linking to it. It was down last time I checked with a server overload as the message.
Oh, no.
But you can get the WorldNet Daily and the Ron Paul information off InfoWars.com right now.
Yes, yes, I have that. And another resource that I would like to recommend to all the listeners is, if you don't have that up there yet, it's Alliance for Human Research Protection at http://www.aarp.org.
Yeah, I tell you what, Andrea, just stay there. Dr. Breeding's coming up. You can talk to him. We'll take other calls. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex.